We are learning Mesechta's Beya, Daf Chav Beis and Beis, and we are beginning the two dots. Tana Rabbanan, send our Mishnah, Ve'ein Oifen Pitim Gritzin Ella Rekikim, that you're only allowed to bake thin crackers on Yom Tov according to Beis Shammai, and not fat pieces of bread. Tana Rabbanan, Beis Shammai Oimrim, Ein Oifen Pas Ava. So our Mishnah says you can't bake these fat pitim, and Pas Pshat is because it's a big tircha to make those big pieces of bread. You only want to make crackers. Now we bring a brice. It says a brice like this. Sham even pass ava ba Pesach. You can't bake on Pesach fat matzahs. Well, we still want to so it's mutter to make fat matzahs. But common pass ava, we still is matter, pass ava, how much is, what's considered pass ava? Am Rav Huna tefach. If it's thicker tefach, that's considered a thick bread. And there, even Beis Hillel will agree, there's a problem of chametz. So it means, less than a tefach is machagis v'sham Beis Hillel if it's you worry about becoming chametz thick because it's so fat. More than a tefach, everyone agrees is no good. Shekim atzinu v'lechem aponim tefach. Umayis v'lechem aponim, which was matzahs. Lechem aponim was not chametz. And there you find lechem aponim was a tefach. Why? Because it's lechem aponim. Aponim, usually your face is a tefach, Rashi explains. So since it was tefach thick and that was matzah, so therefore, Beis Hillel holds you could bake matzah that thick. But Beis Shammai says no, it has to be thin. If not, if it's a little bit thick, it's a problem of a word it's become chametz. Maskar Rav Yosef, how you bring a raya from lechem aponim that there's no problem if up to a tefach? Maybe lechem aponim is different. Imam Bezrizim, by Kahanin, they know how to be careful, shouldn't become chametz. Yerim Bezrizim will say every person can make such a bread that size. If you say by a pass that they work on the dough a lot, the halacha was that they have to bang and kick the dough a bunch of times, and that's how they made the dough for lechem aponim. So there didn't come chametz. But you say a pass that's not good banged up. You say by a dried piece of wood, that's what you have. You have this dried piece of wood in the Beis HaMikdash, because it says from after Tuba of, they didn't even collect wood anymore. They only had dry wood from deep into the summer. Yerim Be'etzim Lachim, you say even Be'etzim Lachim, I can be soymich that's not going to become chametz, it's going to get burned so good. And this is what's right from the bottom, and more. Mom with Tanacham, Yerim with Tanach Tzaynin, a good hot oven that's baking things the whole day, cooking all the kachem in the whole day. Yerim with Tanach Tzaynin, you can say by a cold tanner. If you have a metal tanor, in the Beis Mikdash, Rashi explains, the tanor was metal. Why? It has to be klisharis. It can't make klisharis out of cheres. It has to be dafka metal. So there you had a metal tanor. It's boiling hot. There's no pshash chametz. It's boiling hot. You have zrizim. You work with the salat. You have the dried etzim. Yerim tanor shel cheres. Here, the regular person's tanor was made out of pottery. Made out of cheres. So how could in the world you say that you're allowed to do it up to tafach? It's not a raya. So Gemara says, because of this, that we're not getting involved. The Pshat of Pas Ava is not because of chametz. Not because of chametz. And what's the halachas of chametz? It's not clear. The Gemara doesn't say what the halacha of chametz are. And maybe there you have to always make a thin out chametz. You can't make thick chalas. But here, that's the thing with some Shemla like that. So what was it mean here, Pas Ava? What was the Shem Beis Hillel of In Oif and Pas Ava that we had in this Braisa? Or Rav Yirin Ba'aba? Shailas is Rebbe B'Yichud. Manu Rab, I asked Rebbe, B'yichud means two pshatim Rashi, either means privately, or it means that b'feirish. I asked him b'baru, I asked the Shaila, Manu Rab, who's my Rebbe, that's Rab. I asked him what my Passover, what's Passover? It means it's pas v'ruba, it means a lot of pas. And we'll explain in a second what the problem is. You don't make a lot of pas on Pesach. Ikadamri, Omrav Yirmiyaba, Omrav, this is even Gir says, Omrav Yirmiyaba, Abba, b'shem Rab, that Rav asked his Rebbe, Sheilas is Rabbi B'yichud. I asked Rabbi privately, and who's his Rabbi? Manu Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That means Rav Yirmiyah Ba'arba is a Talmud Rav, and Rav is a Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So the first gear says Rav Yirmiyah Ba'arba said, I asked my Rabbi, which is Rav. The second gear says that Rav asked his Rabbi, which is Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and they told him, my pas ava, pas meruba. What's a thick pas? It means a lot of pas. Now, why do you call it ava? Why is it called thick? My karl pas ava, two pshatim. Either from the fish of Elisha, because when you knead the dough, it's a lot of dough. You make a lot of chalas, you need a big dough, and that's hard to do. It's thick. Inami ba'asridai tana, tana, in that tana's place, they called pas meru, pas ava correlate. The way they said it, wanted to say a lot, they say it was very thick. Sak upon him, that's the halacha. But Shammai says, he now make a lot of pas. Now why? Mechti, the reason is, from the katarach, tirch loy tzarech, who? Rashi explains the reason is, because I'm making a lot of chalas, I don't need so many chalas, I don't need 40 chalas, I'm making it for the choyl. That's the problem with it. The problem is I'm making it for a weekday. So Frank Tamar, if that's the problem, my ear your Pesach. Why did it say Pesach? It says, ain't if possible Pesach. You know, I'll do anytime l'chol. My ear your Pesach. He was talking on his halacha was on that yontif. He was saying over halacha. That's why he said Pesach. And Tainam Halacha, Tak learned on the Brisa, Visham, Evim, Enof, and Pas, Merub, Yontif, Vesil, Matirim. Tak is clear that the Isir is Tafka Yontif, and Vesil is Matirim. Now, the Shalom that Rashi has to explain is, okay, when Stamp Shalom Beshamai, that he says you can't cook a lot of Pas, why bake a lot of Pas, why are you doing it for weekdays? What's Shalom Vesil? You're allowed to make Pas for a weekday? So Rashi answers, Vesil is going according to the Manion we had before, that Lozav Yaakov, it says, or Shimon Elozo, that says that when the oven, when it's full, it bakes better. And therefore, he allows you to make more pats. So it comes Alfiza that the dinner of Mishnah, Ein Oifim Pitim Gritzim Elokikim, has nothing to do with this halacha. The Mishnah is talking about a Isser Tircha to make a big challah. And here, this Bryce is talking about making challah for tomorrow. Two separate halachas, and they're not the same halacha. Tosfos does not like this idea so much. Therefore, Tosfos has a different pshat. We're not going to go into Tosfos' pshat. Tosfos, because of this kasha, has a different pshat. In our Gemara, he also bothered him. The Gemara doesn't bring down Reb Shimon Bar Loza, that's Pshat in Beis Hillel, that he likes having the Tanur full. Wanted to bring that down, therefore he has a different Pshat in the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Afu Omar, Reb Gamliel said, besides for saying these three things that he was machlik b'shamay, he was makel by three things like b'shamay also. Afu Omar, Shlosh Baram l'hakel. These are three things that he's makel. Love Dafka like Bashamah, I misspoke. Not Dafka like Bashamah. He was makel three things. He was makel three things like Bashamah. He was makel three things. What are the three things he's makel? Number one, Mechabdin Beis Hamitas. He cleans up, he sweeps the dining room. Beis Hamitas used to, the way he used to eat is on beds. So the place where they had beds, which means where they ate, he used to allow them to sweep it. Now, when you sweep, in those days, the floor of the rooms were made out of earth. When you sweep, you mash for gumais. It's a boiner. So there, he's flattening the ground. So some held it was aser, he held it was mutter. It's not a psikresh, he held it was mutter. Another halacha, omnicha is a mugmar b'yomtiv. He let her do mugmar on yomtiv. What's mugmar? Mugmar is you put spices on top of coals and it gives off a good smell. We'll see in the Gemara what's the reason why it's mutter or aser. And thirdly, v'oisin gedima kulos le'psachim. He lauded a nice roasted goat on Pesach. And we're worried he mixed up with a Karm Pesach. All three is aser. He holds the sweepings aser as a shui gumois. Mugmar is aser, we'll see. It's not called Shavach HaNefesh. It's not called Tzarech HaNefesh. We'll see in the Gemara about this. And number three, he didn't allow the Gedim HaKulos because it was similar to Kachem. People got mixed up with a Karm Pesach. I think we have a Karm Pesach these days. Omar Avasi. Machloikis, the Gemara first discussed, Tulabam Amar, is discussed this Machloikis. Of mugmar, you're allowed to do mugmar on yontif. Are you allowed to take spices and put onto coals on yontif in order to give it a good smell? Omar Rav Asi, machlekes legamer. Machlekes is only to make that smell in order to make your clothing smell good. Avlo riach. If you're doing it to smell it yourself, divriach koil mutter. Everyone's mutter. That's a chonafesh. That's a shom mutter. And talk to Gemara, because Gemara doesn't have a problem with this. That's what Gemara says right now. Gemara right now thinks that if you shalach echel nefesh is mutter, the whole shalach is to make your clothing smell good. That's the machlokes b'sham. That's machlokes Rav Gamliel and the Chacham. Meisvei, Meisvei Kasha. The brisa is, and we from this brisa. It's a pretty long brisa, but we from the brisa that that the machlokes is by a riach. Machlokes even by smelling. So let's see. Meisvei, im mechav meisvei mitzvah yomtiv. You're not allowed to sweep the dining room on yomtiv. In Ragamil's house, they used to do sweeping. They weren't worried about Ashley Gumois. They didn't hold us a psik ratio. And it's in a mechavin, and they didn't hold a psik ratio. They're not trying to do that. And we pass the Grab Shimon. If it's not a psik ratio, it's muta. Omra was Rab Sadik. Pa'om Havrin Chasti Acha Abba Beis Ragamil. I went a lot of times after my father to Ragamil's house. Lo yamechavin Beis Mitas Vyamtiv. I argue with you. You Chachamim are saying that Ragamil's house, they held his muta to sweep. I never saw him sweeping his house on Yontif. El Mechav Meis Merav Yontif. They swept it before Yontif. And what they do, personal asadidim, they put these sheets on the floor. L'macha, k'sha archim nechnasim, mesalkim asadidim. They remove this asadidim. And so, when inside bayis mischav meilav, and the house is perfectly clean. So, but they didn't sweep the house. Amaloi, the Chum said back to him, if that's the case, then even on Shabbos you do that. And we know that he said over. He used to say over. This is what he used to do. Obviously, Chacham say there a meal held that was mutter to sweep. That's one machlokes about sweeping the house of Yom. The Brisa goes further that the Tanakam, which is the Chacham say, the imenichem is mugav b'yom tov. You can't put spices, besomim, that spice, not the right word, like frankincense, things that smell good onto coals on Yom tov. Meal's house, they allowed this. They didn't put on the mugma on Yom Tov. They used to take these nice canisters of metal, and they put the spices in with the fire before Yom Tov, and they made holes before Yom Tov. They open up those holes. Paikim nekveim means they close the holes ma'ariv yom tiv, and then the next day when the arkim come, they open it up and it starts smelling good. And it's a bayis miskam elav. The whole house smells good. Amar loyim came. That's the case. Abshav but last came. You can do on Shabbos also. But that's the brayis. So what is even the brayis? Machlokes is not about doing mugmar for your clothing. Machlokes is doing mugmar for smelling good. So we just said it's lekuliyama mutter. Here's in the brayis. That's machlokes about that. So you're right. We have to change it. The whole machlekes is, are you allowed to do it to make the house smell good? But to do it for your clothing is a kuliyah ma'asa. Now what's the pshat lahariach is, what's the machlekes by hariach? Machlekes is like this. Even though it's oichel nefesh, because you're smelling it and it's as a shmak, only dova shova l'chol nefesh is mutu by oichel nefesh. It means everyone enjoys that. But something not everyone enjoys is not mutu on yantin. So mugmar is not something everyone enjoys. Therefore, the chacham holds also because that's shavu chol nefesh. Masha inkin, Rav Gamliel holds it is shavu chol nefesh. And the reason why not everyone does this is because they can't afford it. But if they could afford it, they would do it. And therefore, he holds that it is mutter as echa nefesh. That's what Rav Gamliel held. That's what Rav Gamliel held. That's mutter, and that's the machlekes. But the gamer to make the clothing smell good, that's a shu aser, because that's a malacha to make clothing smell good. That's definitely not oichel nefesh, and therefore that's a kuliyama aser.